This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump won't be back on Facebook. Its oversight board has voted to uphold a ban on the former president after his account was suspended 4 months ago for inciting violence that led to the deadly January 6th Capitol riot. But the board said Facebook has to take another look at the penalty because it imposed it indefinitely. The board says the new penalty has to be clear, necessary, and proportionate, and consistent with Facebook's rules for severe violations. A leading Republican is calling for embattled GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney to be replaced as the number three Republican leader in the House. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Number two House Republican Steve Scalise is now publicly calling for Cheney's ouster, the first explicit call from Republican leadership to remove Cheney from its ranks after she repeatedly clashed with Donald Trump and blasted his false claim that the election was stolen. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says Cheney's remarks have led to concerns among rank-and-file Republicans about her ability to do her job. A vote to remove Cheney could come next week. Scalise's spokeswoman says he's backing staunch Trump supporter Elise Stefanik to replace her.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor, is calling the president's idea of getting at least one COVID shot into the arms of 70% of Americans by July 4th ambitious but doable. Telling the Today Show,
when you get to 70%, you are going to have a substantial impact on the number of cases per day, which will translate into a diminution in the number of hospitalizations and deaths.
The birth rate in the U.S. is down by 4%, the largest single year decrease in nearly 50 years. It's a new CDC report, and a lead author calls it striking. This is AP News. They are in mourning in Mexico.
A string of funerals has begun in Mexico City for some of the victims of Monday night's subway overpass collapse that killed 24 and injured more than 70. Meanwhile, the investigation continues. Relatives of the dead waited outside an improvised morgue in Mexico City, hoping for word of their loved ones. Gisela Rioja lost her husband and says, "He was my love, everything to me. It hurts so much because of the way it ended, to die like that." Emergency personnel told relatives some were crushed to death by other passengers as the train plummeted from the overpass to the ground. Authorities say a preliminary review suggests failure in the support beams caused the accident and expect to have an early report Friday, while the mayor is promising a thorough investigation will take longer. Line 12 has been plagued with problems since it began operating. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.